Yo, wait. Get that out.
Go ahead, Peter Brady.
Oh shit!
Don't you edit that either. Leave that in.
God damn, that's some old man shit right there.
When it's time to change,
that nigga sounded like Eddie Kane trying to come back.
Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Series 33 and a Third podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, aka Filthy McNasty, aka Danny Domino, aka your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times, son?
Twice removed.
It's your boy Drew Nitty, aka International Drew, aka the Black Star Kid, aka the Ghanaian Gangster, aka Sleepy Floyd.
Hey, what up? It's TJ, aka my text don't turn green.
I'm just happy to be here.
Yo, we are happy that you are here as well. Those who aren't privy, we just had the hardest time getting young BA.
You know, right.
That's too general, Dave. Like, we had about a half hour delay in technical difficulty.
Yeah.
Because of an Android.
Yeah.
We're sure of it.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't like Android jokes from you, TJ. You got an iPhone 3.
Wait, I got a what?
Jokes when my phone is more current than yours.
No, sir. No, I got like a 12 or some shit.
He got a 22 drug, so yeah, actually his is more advanced. His is newer than yours.
I got a current ass iPhone. I'm like, maybe I'm one generation behind, but I'm not as far behind on my iPhone.
I'm not one generation behind.
Hey.
So you... Yeah, okay. All right, whatever.
God. I'm sorry you don't like my iPhone jokes, but...
Also, just for the record... Just for the record, this is not for you guys specifically, but this is for iPhone users in general.
Yeah.
Y'all sound dumb as fuck talking about the color of text bubbles. Like, for real? Yeah, y'all understand how goofy y'all sound?
Like, I guess you're saying that because you green, nigga.
I don't give a fuck about being green. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Listen, if you were on the other side, you will understand the significance.
Okay. I don't care though. Why do y'all care?
It's not easy being green.
Understand this. I don't care either way because they all do the same thing to me. So
that's what I'm saying. Make it make sense. Because when we was all on Blackberries, ain't nobody give a fuck about the color of a text bubble.
Hey, listen, I don't know what to tell you other than yo, it's just different once you cross over.
Nah, listen. Well, I know is, had I won the Mega Millions, I would have bought Android and put them out of business.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. Them emails y'all showed, that was like a social, that was like a viral trend. Like, that was a joke, right? Y'all hit a number two. Okay. I started seeing it on social media and people laughed. Like, I thought it was a joke at a certain point.
Dave, do you want to disclose what your winnings were?
Yeah. So I did two draws. I did the first draw when it was
Got the draws, Dave.
I did.
What does GTP stand for?
I got the draws.
Yeah, well, no, but I had so when they had the draw earlier in the week, I had gotten $4.
Mm-hmm.
Worth a draw.
When this 1 billion draw just happened, I got $10, I think. I think I got $10. No, it was the other way around. I got $10 the first time, $4 this last time.
Yeah, that's about right.
Nigga, if I would have, shout out to the person that won that $1 billion, because if I would have won it, I don't think I'd be on the show today.
I don't have as many draws as Dave, but
buy as many draws.
Yeah, I didn't buy as many draws as Dave, but yeah I did get a young $4, so yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Let's go. Four for four.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. What you about to do with your winnings, man?
Oh wait. You won $4.
I'm an investor in Sorrento Spoons.
Wait, did you say something about going to Wendy's?
Four for four.
Okay. All right. So you can actually get something for $4.
Like they say in the hood, 444.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to Wendy's, bro. To be honest with you, I'm probably gonna buy more lottery tickets.
How much is a Frosty?
That strawberry frosty hit, and I had to try it.
Oh, it's on point.
I mean, it's strawberry ice cream, but it tastes good in frosty form.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. DJ Khaled and P from Quality Control also bought a Mega Millions ticket, and they was catching a lot of heat because of that. Because you know, supposedly, people was mad because I think P from Quality net worth is supposed to be like 50 million or something, because you know he has, you know, Migos and Lil Baby and who what other artists under him?
I get why folks were mad. Yeah, he got all them new school niggas. He got
But yo, it was like it was a billion, not a million. If you got 50 million and then it's like okay, he going for 1 million, that's okay, I can see that. But it's a billion, nigga.
Like, yeah. I get why folks was mad. I guess folks was mad on some, you got money, we don't, let us play. But fuck it, you know, at the same time, it's like, you can't stop a motherfucker from trying to make money.
Nigga, with this fucking in recession we in, inflation, like, y'all see how much the fucking gas companies made in, like, the last 2 months alone? Niggas be mad at that shit, because a nigga with like a 50 million and compared to 1 billion, yes, I would fucking try to get a billion too. The fuck?
Well, I think the anger came from like if a rich nigga wins the lottery, like
what's the point?
They may feel some kind of way versus if you're going to somebody who kind of
but that's like a small scale of capitalism. Like niggas don't understand how capitalism works then, because when they say the rich really get richer, like
that's what you're trying to do.
I mean, right? But that shit happens way more often than a fucking $1 billion lottery that comes every 5-6 months or some shit. Like,
yeah,
that's the wrong shit to be mad at.
We get mad at the wrong shit a lot. So,
yeah. Do you understand? I would have walked to work tomorrow. I went to work tomorrow. I'd be like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You cool.
Well, listen. I definitely would have went to work.
Well, listen, one person apparently in Des Plaines, Illinois, or at least that's where they bought the ticket.
Yeah.
In Des Plaines, Illinois, won all that money. And Illinois is a state that you cannot, you know, be anonymous.
You could.
No, we are. No, you can't.
No. No, 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 you not Illinois.
Illinois, you got it. You got to put up who you are.
Yeah.
Unless you hire a lawyer. You can be,
I swear you could. They gave you the option, and you could be.
Well, you know what you can do. What you do then? Because you have a year to claim it.
Right. Yeah.
So what you do is you establish a trust.
Yeah.
And you put it in the trust name, and then that's the winner that they announce. You don't put your real name on that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd have put Data Geechee's coming.
Because let me tell you.
That's right. The Data Geechee coming LLC.
Right.
yo, call me Hoffa or D.B. Sweeney, because I would have definitely would have gone ghost on y'all, man.
Yo, I feel like I could do my name, because not a lot of people know me by my full government name, and by the time they figured that shit out, I would be long gone.
Nah, don't do it.
No,
yo. Uh-uh.
With Would you tell BA? Would BA know?
I would tell BA, of course. But I feel like BA, you sure don't think I could that. Do I could you, because I promise you, like 90% of the people that know me do not know my fucking government name. So like I feel like I could do it, and I could have a little
I feel like I wouldn't let you. You don't take that risk. What the fuck are you talking about? You don't take that risk. Like, I guess, be honest. You that's not a chance you take, bro.
Yeah.
No.
I would
have named my trust Will Smith Slap a Nigga LLC.
Well,
I would
better than your real name.
On one of these islands, I would buy one of these islands, and I would build my own private Wakanda.
I thought about what I would do with this money.
Yeah.
If I had it, and yeah, I probably would have took care of a lot of folks, bought a bunch of houses, some land, some property, and I would have just acted normal. I would have just acted normal. Simply, I would have did normal shit.
Like, what? You're not gonna fucking get a whole new kitchen. You're not gonna get a top of the line fridge. And
no, that's not what I'm saying. I just said I'll buy a bunch of people property. You think I'm not gonna take care of me first? But what I'm saying is, like, I don't think I would have been too like wilding out with the shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But probably would have quit my job eventually, but not immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
Not immediately. But it's a different kind of freedom.
Yeah.
when you can just, I can, any one of these motherfucking calls can go sideways. You say the wrong shit to me now, because I don't need this motherfucker.
Dude,
like, exactly. I'm by this fucking company right now if I need to. Like, stop playing with me right now. So,
right.
Yeah. I don't think I would have wilded out too much, but I would have took care of a few motherfuckers.
Yeah, I definitely have been like, work, but you can't say nothing crazy to me.
Then I would have been like, kind of pissed, because like, I had this number since like 2004. Like, it's gone. I'm not dealing with this no more. Don't call me. Anybody want to talk to me, you talk to TJ. TJ, you talk to me, and that's what we going to do.
No.
Got it?
No.
Dude, I couldn't be at T-Mobile and somebody say, man, look, why is my bill so high? I quit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Any one of them, these interactions, you say the wrong shit.
I'm really interested to see how long it'll take this person, if they should they decide to come forward. Just have your legal shit in order, and you know.
Smart money. You put that shit into a trust name, or LLC's name, and you—that's what you announce it is. You don't put your own name on that shit.
Would you do the monthly payouts, or would you?
Cash me out, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna be here for 30 years. Cash me out.
But can you put that shit in your will to pass on the? It's annual payouts, right?
No, give me my lump sum.
I think
it's a 30-year annuity.
Okay, but can you put it in your chat, can you do a will situation where you pass it on to your child?
I don't think you can.
I don't know, but I wouldn't have to worry about it, because just cash me out, bro.
Yeah.
Cash me out, take y'all taxes off the top, give me my $700 million, and then
y'all will get a call saying we going to Abu Dhabi.
Man, you know what?
Right, I'll be calling you motherfuckers like, hey, y'all hungry? That was French toast. We going to France right now. Right now, nigga. Nah, you don't need to change clothes. We'll be back in like 12 hours. You need to change clothes for us.
Damn Ferraris, man. Y'all getting stealth bombers.
There you go, right.
Y'all niggas gonna be like Drake and Taylor Swift fucking taking the PJ for a 15-minute trip to go pick up oranges in San Bernardino or some shit.
That sounds like a plan, nigga. That's my Wednesday. Listen, that sounds like Wednesday.
I would roll up to Hooters in a tank.
Nah, nigga, they gonna know it's you. Nah.
Niggas just said ain't too much gonna change in everyday life. Now you fucking taking a PJ to France for French toast. Okay, BA.
Yes. Nigga.
And it wouldn't just be any tank. I would get the gold No Limit tank that was in the Make Em Say video.
They gonna rob your stupid ass.
Ow, he had a tank, nigga.
You think nigga in Chicago give a fuck about tanks, nigga?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Niggas
in Chicago had our fucking. They got rocket launchers out here in these streets, nigga.
Niggas would definitely pull up the old block just to show off. Oh my god!
When, that one session when we had to meet y'all, when me and BA got to meet y'all in the city or something.
Yeah,
we ain't driving. We in helicopter, son. We in helicopter, son.
Drew, you got to do the Bobby Brown kick step out that.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I know you're getting bugged.
Right, you know that. I'm gonna have a Michael. I'm gonna have a Deshaun Watson jersey on and everything.
Oh my god.
Wait, what?
You know, he had a Michael Vick jersey on in that video. I'm gonna have a Deshaun Watson.
That'll be funny. Go and then go get massages with Deshaun Watson jersey on.
We were talking about that in the half hour time delay we had waiting on your ass. Just how, like, well, what do you think? Drew said he think he's gonna get about 6 or 7 game suspension. What do you think the punishment could be?
So wait, what's the update now with Deshaun Watson for those?
They're expecting a ruling probably tomorrow. And like I said, speculation has been he might get suspended for the whole season. Drew said he thinks he might get suspended 6-7 games. So I was asking B what he thought the punishment might likely be.
I think you got to look at, if we're being honest, you got to look at the fucking the precedence here. Like, what did Tom Brady get for deflating the football? Did he get like 4 games?
Yeah.
What did Ben Roethlisberger get though? And he had multiple rape accusations.
So
he got 8.
Bro, can you let me finish? So I think with those things being said, Deshaun's probably looking at the season.
Even though they're all civil and not, there's no criminal.
It's a bad look, bro. It's a different time. It's all this shit factors into, like, the Roethlisberger shit was real fucked up, but that was literally, what, 10, 11 years ago? Different era.
Yeah.
And it was a couple cases, not 25.
I understand. What I'm saying, it's a different focus. It's a different light on the league. And they have to show, like, some fucking backbone on this. Yeah. So I wouldn't expect him to get Roethlisberger's punishment based on the climate that we're in now versus when Roethlisberger's bullshit happened. Even though what he did was way more fucked up. I'm not dismissing what he did. I'm just saying in this era, in this climate, with these eyes on the NFL, they're going to have to do something.
So you expect a full year suspension?
I'm thinking maybe a year. Also, can we also talk about how dumb Cleveland is? But that's a whole different.
I really would have stuck by Mayfield.
I don't think you trade for a nigga who is about to be. You know he's going to get suspended. You just don't know for how long. You alienate the person you have, who actually he's probably the best quarterback you've had since fucking Bernie Kosar. Think about it.
Yeah.
Any Cleveland quarterbacks on the mind?
No, exactly. You're right.
Best you had.
Tim
Couch?
No, you better not say Tim Couch. No.
You say Tim Couch? Really?
No.
I'm bullshitting.
He's going to say Johnny Manziel. If you would have said Johnny Manziel, I'd let you go. I probably would let you go with that one.
Brandon Weeden, maybe? No.
No, I was just tripping on, like, it's been like 30 fucking starting quarterbacks in Cleveland since like Bernie Kosar. So you can name anybody, any first name, male first name, and he probably fucking QB for the Browns at some point. I couldn't even think of who Tim was. I just said that name.
But the I forgot my point. Yeah, I wouldn't have alienated Baker the way they did by bringing in Deshaun, knowing Deshaun's about to get suspended, and you don't know when you're going to have him. It just doesn't make sense. And then to pay him guaranteed money like that?
I mean, all of it was damn near guaranteed.
It's not a smart move. Not a smart move
just
at
to
all.
Get your inner thigh rubbed on. Man, bro. Come on, bro. This dude's an idiot. But who's dumber, Jameis Winston or him?
Who's ain't Jameis Winston going to be?
Winston has a history of doing
dumb shit.
Dumb shit.
Not enough to get him suspended for a whole fucking year, though.
I mean, in the NFL, no.
In college, he's a fucking moron.
he was a fucking idiot. Like, when he did he steal crab legs in college?
Yeah, he still stole crab. This is before NIL. So
yeah, he stole crab legs. He did something else that got him suspended.
He said he went to like the school cafeteria or whatever and said very loudly, "Fuck it, right in the pussy."
Yeah, he got suspended for that. And then this stupid ass, he got dressed for the game. And they sent him back to the locker room, like, take the fucking shoulder pads off. You're not playing. Like, we told you that. Like, Deshaun was on some other shit. Not Deshaun. Jameis. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He was on some other shit.
Yeah, man. That was definitely dumb. Dumb as hell. But yeah. But, you know, hey, the football season is about to start. I'm happy.
But Jameis, the thing with Jameis, though, for being honest, his shit was just childish. Deshaun was on some perv shit.
Right.
allegedly on some perv shit.
I don't see the comparison.
I'm saying he was worse. What the fuck are you?
I mean, I don't understand how Jameis came up in what y'all said about him.
I just said who's dumber.
I just said who's dumber.
He rubbed the lotion gently into his skin. No, I'm joking.
Speaking of dumb, I wanted to just touch on this. Did y'all see the story about two people in Florida that died in a homemade helicopter crash?
You said Florida.
No, that's the first thing you said. I'm right. Nothing shocks me.
Please enlighten us.
Listen, I mean, that's it. Two men died after an accident in a homemade helicopter.
These niggas made a helicopter with rubber bands.
Homemade helicopter. Okay. And then one of y'all in fucking invite me over to get in a homemade helicopter. Because, nigga, I know you. You didn't go to aviation school. You didn't work at the helicopter factory.
Man!
They built that motherfucker like the A-team in the garage with just some spare parts laying around. Like, what the fuck?
And it didn't go far.
Wait.
I give a real fucking story. A homemade helicopter, G. How is that a good idea?
Wait. Well, he just said that. I just got them. I get them playing the theme song to the 18.
That's me, the wire cutters.
Man.
Oh, man. Whose idea is that?
Fucking Florida, man. Is that wait. For real?
It was two people, you said, correct?
Two people died in it. Yeah.
So somebody had the idea to do this shit, and the other person was like,
"That's what I said."
That sounds like a plan.
That sounds like what some shit we should do. We're gonna get all the hoes in this helicopter. Niggas ain't ready. They ain't ready for the helicopter, son.
Didn't Theo and Cockroach do that?
That don't even sound right. Homemade helicopter? Like, you lost me there. Like, what?
Yeah.
I had a dark joke there, but I'm not gonna do it because
what.
Hey, man.
You know, apparently these experimental aircrafts are a thing, and you know, yeah,
that doesn't make it okay.
No, not at all. Man, just when we thought we were safe, the Will Smith and Chris Rock saga continues.
No, you know what? It really shouldn't be that. Like, I mean, I know what it was, but like, I feel like fucking white media has dragged it out. Well, I can't blame them completely. I just don't feel like it should be like Will fucking made his statement that we've been waiting to hear. Yeah. He obviously reached out to Chris, huh?
Have we?
I mean, well, you know,
I didn't even care. I didn't care.
A lot of people have been waiting to hear him from him since the incident. They sure.
Yeah. So Will Smith, you know, finally made a post on his social media, apologizing to Chris Rock and answering some of the questions that people had to, you know, what his mind state was and why he did what he did. And was it, you know, Jada, did he react to her rolling her eyes? And, you know, he answered several of those questions and, you know, it felt very heartfelt and you know, sincere. And he said he's reached out to Chris Rock, but Chris Rock is not ready to talk.
Because Chris need a bag.
Man, I know if I was Chris Rock, I probably would never be ready to talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you smack me and I didn't react, then you know, definitely not gonna want to talk to you. If anything,
no, we gonna have a talk.
If anything, I'm gonna let you. You gonna let me return the favor? If that's
not thing, even let.
Yeah.
Oh, what I'm saying is that too, I feel like if I'm Chris,
yeah,
then we're gonna have a conversation. Because if we don't, then it's just out there. You know what I'm saying? It becomes more uncomfortable if we don't have the conversation.
Yeah.
No, but go ahead.
I think that this is me personally.
Yeah.
I'll have the conversation. Yeah. But I reserve the right to let off a couple left hands in the middle of, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah. I can't promise you what's going to happen, but the conversation needs to happen. The air needs to be clear.
As soon as I walk in the room, smack, and go, now let's sit down and talk. Right. It's just going
that's,
to be.
Right. Yeah. That's essentially what I'm saying, man. That I think.
Dave, you said you have to let me get one off. You ain't gonna let me. It's gonna happen. Nope. But I reserve the right. I'll hear you out, but I reserve the right to, you know.
Yeah.
Nope. He gonna reach out his hand to shake hands as soon as we greet, and I'm just gonna smack. And then that's just gonna be it. Then we sit down and talk.
That's gonna Rick James that nigga, huh?
They should turn Red Table Talk into a WWE event. And you know, just had a red table.
Pookie versus Hancock.
had in the middle of the ring, sell tickets and make it a pay per view event. You know, you got to pay for it on Fight or you know.
That's the real versus.
Versus Wild Wild West.
It'll be versus DJ Khaled to DJ.
Right, exactly.
You know what though? Real talk though, I don't. I feel like we were all done with this story, and it was kind of, we were past it. Yep. So I didn't necessarily need Will's apology. Although I understand you did it publicly, apologize publicly. I get that idea, but I didn't need that now. Right. Maybe 2 months ago, but that shit happened in March, bro. It's tomorrow's August. It's about to be August.
I was, wow. That's March. Jesus.
Right.
I was watching a video from a therapist, who was giving her take on like Will's apology and demeanor and everything, and she was saying that a lot of it felt very forced and scripted, and that he was still had all these defense mechanisms and the way he was answering the questions, and so it was just interesting to see her take on, you know, how she felt about the video or whatever. But Chris apparently has been like making comments here and there and his, you know, recent stand-up routines. He's been out on the road doing shows with Kevin Hart, and you know, he's been coming out, you know, saying things here and there. I think he just said something recently where he was like, everybody wants to play the victim in this, but you know, you know until you've been hit like that, you know what I'm saying, you can't, you know, how can you play the victim and stuff. So he's been like kind of subtly responding to you know.
Well, he's been making jokes about it too. So like,
yeah.
When dude rushed Chappelle on stage and Chris Rock, was that Will Smith?
Right.
he's been making his little jokes, but I don't know. I just feel like that's the conversation that you need to have with that man. I get Chris not being ready to talk, but that's the y'all need to sit down and talk that out. But you should have took the public apology a while ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit happened in March. You should have did your public apology in April, at the latest. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? April. Like, it's not, don't wait to the end of July. It was dope. It was over. You are now rehashing an incident that we've moved past.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
First of all, the reason why Chris ain't saying, you know, like he needs some time to talk is because he's trying to get this bag on this tour. He know that's what everybody's coming to him to him react to something like that. And if he apologized now, I mean, not well, apologize. But he did, apologize. But I'm saying, if he didn't accept the apology now, then these people ain't coming to see this show. So that's what I think it is right now. It's just,
you know
right
what? Now, but Drew, I kind of money grab. I think if they had a private conversation about it, you can still. I mean, it happened. People will still want to hear his perspective. They still want to hear what he has to say about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's exactly why, like, I know, like you said, you're kind of past it, but that's the thing. People want to hear Will's perspective and what he has to say about it. So he's taking his time in addressing it, but now that it's here, even if it's 6 months later, like, people want to hear what he has to say about it. So,
but I personally think that people are more interested in hearing what Chris has to say, because he's been the silent one this whole time, versus what Will has to say.
Will has been the silent one.
No, really? More so than Chris, you think?
Will has been the silent one. Nigga, we ain't heard from Will since this shit happened. Chris has been making jokes about it.
Didn't Will initially do it? He went on his little retreat. Didn't he do his an apology then?
He did a written thing that, you know.
We hadn't got anything from Chris other than those little bitty here and there moments.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'd rather hear from the victim than the attacker.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
If we want to hear a perspective on it, I'd rather hear Chris's perspective, because he was the fucking victim in this shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's, I think, to TJ's point too, Will just being the just all around good guy and just, you know, people loving him. He's, you know, the Hollywood darling and all of this. It was, you know, he, like he said in his apology or whatever, you know, him disappointing people was like a big thing, right? So people were like, okay, they forget or whatever, or forgot that he was like human and people make mistakes and all of that. But it was like the stage that he did it on made it even a bigger spectacle, right? So it was like, okay, bro, how do you bounce back from this? What can you possibly say that's gonna make, you know, this people forget this? And people, yeah, in these days we have a short term memory, you know, things happen and then we move on to the next. But obviously that's gonna live with Chris forever, right? So it was just interesting to hear his perspective as far as like, okay, his mom, you know, it was interesting to see that he actually watched all of these reactions from like Chris's mom and like Tony Rock. And, you know, these were the things that we were wondering that, like, is he really paying attention to this stuff? Like while he was on his Indian retreat or whatever, right?
Imagine Rambo.
So it was just real interesting to hear that perspective. And I think, like, you know, you looked even in the comments how people were like, you know, we love you, Will, you know, we miss you, thanks for coming back, you know, that type of thing. He was getting all this love, but I'm sure there was a lot of hate in there too. But
from white
still, folk. He's still that guy that we've all respected and loved all these years. So it's like, okay, we want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's kind of, I know I took the long way around with that, but I think that's kind of what TJ was alluding to.
I mean, I guess there's a demographic who wants to hear from Will, but I just feel like, I feel like I've heard from Will. When you did your, right before you went on your retreat and you did your whole apology, and you did your written apology was enough for me.
Yeah.
As far as a public apology to the fans. Yeah. If Will doesn't give it life and Chris never speaks on it again, it goes away.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes away. If he doesn't do this, we wouldn't be talking about this situation in fucking July versus, you know, in March when it happened. Until Chris decided to say something publicly, an official statement, we wouldn't have brought it back up. So he gave it life and brought it back to the forefront. when it didn't have to come back to the forefront, is all I'm saying. But I guess there's an audience for that. People want to hear his perspective and his side. So
now the other interesting thing, and I won't harp on this too much longer, but one of the points I wanted to bring up that got lost in my rant was one of the interesting things he brought up was that there was a history there with him and Chris.
I get it.
Not just their long-term, you know, history, but just some type of, he kind of alluded to the fact that there was some like negative history there.
I'm going
to
tell you what I think. I'm going to tell you what I think. Chris has been doing Will and Jada jokes for a long time.
Yeah.
An awful long time. And I think anybody else in that moment would have, you know, made a joke. He probably would have sat that one out. But because Chris has been doing that particular joke for so long.
Yeah.
And now you're talking on a subject that he, well, whatever his reasoning was, the line was a fish. It was like, okay, come on. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
From him. Enough is enough from him. And I think that's what it was, because you can go back to, I don't know, man, award shows 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and hear Chris Rock talk about Will and Jada.
Yeah.
And how much can you take from one person?
Yeah.
You know, and so and what Chris may not have known, and he couldn't have known, is whatever the Will's mind state was at that in that moment. And sometimes you get into that moment and you just like, yo, if this motherfucker say anything, is going down. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody but him. If it wasn't him, if it's him, then I'm going. If anybody else, say what you want. But this nigga right here, he may have had that moment. It happens. But I think that's kind of what he was touching on when he was talking about the history. Is that?
Yeah.
I let Chris say a whole lot.
Yeah.
Without. I let him say a lot over the years without reacting. So,
Well, speaking of people saying a whole lot and reacting. So, first, let me just say Beyonce dropped a new album.
It's whack. I haven't heard it. I'm fucking around. I haven't heard it. I don't even listen to it.
I was just about to say
it's trash. No,
I was just about to say the thoughts from BA and Drew are not necessarily those of on the series.
But mind you, I haven't listened to it either. So
Beyonce,
he chose violence.
Dropped her new album, Renaissance. You know, the Beehive, Beehive, and
Beehive.
I don't have to listen to it. I heard other people say it was whack, so I want to go with their opinion because this was whack.
The Beehive is loving it.
Of course,
catching a little backlash because of the whole. You know, it seems like everybody's dropping out a quote unquote house album right now. Which,
listen, can I just say this? I don't want people to get shit misconstrued. B didn't try to do a house album. Well, Drake tried, but B didn't really try to do a house album. Like, it definitely has some of the songs have a lot of house influence, but she didn't try to fucking record a house album.
Right.
She just touched on some of the elements and some of the spirit of house in a couple of the songs. Like I said, Drake, I think he really did try to make a whole fucking house EDM album or whatever the fuck. But first of all, let's just get that straight. She didn't make a house album or try to make a house album. The lead single, Break My Soul, yes, it has a little of the house and dance influence, but that's like a little of the influence. It's not the whole album that she's trying to make that over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, she definitely got like a couple of like I would call them like the Vogue-y,
she touched on ballroom culture. She touched on that. She got a fucking song by Sid and Patrick from the internet that they wrote and produced for her. Like she has different, but she did this like it's a whole cohesive album. So yeah. She mixes all these different elements, but there's a dance theme for sure. Like yeah. Most of the tracks are up tempo, they're danceable, but it's not. I just want people to stop saying it's a house album.
I personally like the album.
I do. I like it too.
I think it's been catching a lot of flack mainly because of how media portrays it. Because obviously media's, you know, making it seem like, oh, there's this new house renaissance. And of course our people in Chicago get up in hands about that because, you know, we are house here.
We started Chicago. This house shit.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's like, it sounds, you know, so angry.
It's facts though, you know. Yeah. People have been getting up in arms and that, but I don't think that's Beyonce's fault. It's the media, you know, that's been driving that theme and that story. Mm-hmm. So, but one person who definitely is not a fan of the album is Miss I Hate You So Much Right Now, Khalees.
And I just
Khalees had a whole lot to say about Miss B and that album, because apparently one of her songs is sampled on there.
Okay, so listen, can I just apparently I forgot which song. I want to say it might be Energy. There's like a 10 second sample of the drums from Milkshake, right?
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, because originally they were saying that she sampled Get Along With You.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear that. But then I just saw somebody. So I guess maybe at one point she was going to sample it. But here's the thing that people are not taking into account.
Yeah.
Khalees was the recording artist. She didn't write those songs. She didn't produce those songs. The Neptunes did those songs and then brought them to her to sing. So they produced these beat tracks that are in question that sampled this. So they took a part of their old song and incorporated it in this new song. Just happened to be a fucking song Beyonce is doing. But like, I mean, if Khalees felt like B could have gave her a heads up, hey girl, we're finna sample Milkshake, I guess that's one thing. But she's like going on this whole rampage. I fucking really like Khalees. But her beef is more with Pharrell and Chad. And it's deeper than just this song. They've been going back and forth about her masters for years now.
Quick, I ain't gonna hold you. Why did you say fucking really as opposed to really fucking like Khalees? You put fucking... I guess
it's because I emphasized my shit. I didn't know this.
Placement. I was just curious. Go ahead. Just seemed odd. It's all
and but I think BA tried to incorporate a Bill Burr's joke in that.
Well, not even. It was Bill Burr-esque, but I wasn't thinking about Bill Burr at the time. I was really just kind of curious on why he said it that way.
Oh, hilarious. Well, let me remind you
that we talking about Khalees in 2022.
Listen,
don't front. Like, come on, man.
I interviewed Khalees for VIP TV. I think at least once, right? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember this, but she got mad at me because I said something. I think I like referenced her style or something that's kind of rock and rollish. And she got mad at me in that interview. So I've seen a little bit of that side of her in person. So it didn't really surprise me.
I think to TJ's point, the people who were supposed to get paid got paid.
Yeah, yeah.
So she should shut the fuck up.
Like I can see, and I was thinking, I've been watching this story and I've been thinking on this shit. Like, so it's the same way like fucking Quincy Jones. If you listen to his albums from the 70s, he like takes songs that he written and produced, and then 10, 15 years later, he make a whole new person sing that fucking song. Like, it's his song. He owns it. He can do what he want. Khalees, she did perform it and shit, but she had no parts of the creation of the song. They brought the song to her.
So what you're saying is the people who were supposed to get paid got paid.
Exactly.
But more importantly, Khalees
should shut the fuck up.
More importantly, exactly. The people who own the song decided to let B sample it in the production they're doing it. So it's not her beef really is not with B. It's with Pharrell. So
the people who have the authority to use the song, used the song, and then got paid, and the appropriate people were compensated, and Khaleesi shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
I don't want to say that Khaleesi. I don't want to say the Khaleesi shut the fuck up.
You don't have to. I'm saying it. I'm just saying, right. Do you agree?
Listen.
You're going around about saying it. She should shut the fuck up.
This is, yeah, I mean, this is all I got to say about Khaleesi, man.
You know what? I hate her so much right now.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Khalees, yeah. No, I love you, babe. I'm you know, she still got a cooking show or something, right? Or cooking books. She's still doing.
Yeah.
She's doing her thing. Yeah. She just feels the way that this. Yeah, I mean, but I think she's just ain't mad at the wrong person.
Yeah.
Well, she's mad for nothing. Her angry rants are putting her back in the spotlight, which is actually a good thing for her because her name is being talked about now. But the people who were supposed to be compensated and the people who had all rights to the record and were able to use their own record did get compensated and made the decision to use the record. So, thereby meaning Khaleesi shut the fuck
up.
You ain't
got
to say it like that.
I don't have to say it. I don't care how it's heard. That's what we're saying. Anybody who's listening to this conversation will interpret this whole thing as Khaleesi should shut the fuck up.
You just like
being and I stand on it. I ditto.
I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I'm just like
because even if that is the case, listen, I'm not even you can say it nicer, Terrence.
I don't give a fuck about people taking. See, oh, let me stop. All right, here's the thing. Because you can't digest it doesn't mean I can't cook it. You know what I'm saying,
man?
You hearing it how you want to hear it. That's very 2002. I'm offended by you're offended by the tone. You're offended by the tone. I'm actually backing you up. You know that, right? I'm actually saying what you're saying.
Yeah, but you're saying it in a lot more asshole way is what you're saying. You don't.
But TJ, can I ask you a question? Why should we care, give a fuck about anybody's feelings? People don't care about our feelings, so why should we care?
What? Because be a fucking decent human being. Care. Try to fucking care. What?
No. What? I don't get it. Why? She ain't getting
paid. Why, Drew? Why be a decent fucking human being?
We are decent human beings.
Sat there for 20 minutes and went on a rant about how Khaleesi needs to shut up because the people who own the record own the record. I say the same thing, and I'm just,
right. Exactly. Yeah, it's the same way.
It's the difference in saying, B, you probably need a haircut. Then, nigga, your head nappy as fuck, boy.
You know what? Here go the thing. Why would you be the message is the same. You're mad at the tone.
But if you're smart,
you're listening to the message versus the tone.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it. Yes, you can tell the truth, but damn, do you got to be a fucking asshole about it? That's what I'm saying.
It's not being an asshole, it's being straight to the point.
Oh, exactly.
God. All right. Be straight to the point.
Exactly. Wait, ain't you the same person? So, okay, watch this.
Oh boy.
What's his nigga name? Let's talk about Tory Lanez real quick. Go ahead, TJ. Go right. Say what you gonna say. Fuck Tory Lanez. That's what you say, right?
What?
It's fuck Tory Lanez all day, right? That's your shit.
Listen. Forever. I didn't say fuck Tory Lanez. I hope that little short alopecia head ass nigga. Blah, blah. I didn't say all that. I just said fuck.
You did.
Listen, I'm not being an asshole when I say fuck Tory Lanez. It's fuck Tory Lanez. I don't give a fuck about Tory Lanez. Damn.
Okay. Well, Khaleesi, shut the fuck up.
Right.
What?
So, Khaleesi, shut the fuck up.
All right. Fine. we'll have a different opinion of what constitutes an asshole in that situation, but okay.
Yo. Moving right along. Yo, y'all be careful out here because monkeypox is running rampant.
Let me tell you something. You nasty motherfuckers. If I see somebody on a bus, I don't get on a bus, but y'all, if you in a store or restaurant and I see you got them bumps like that, I'm not even gonna touch you. I'm just gonna call the hazmat people and just come get you out of the place. Cause I can't. No, you got some trifling people to have it and just still be going along with your day.
But let's can I just say something about monkeypox real quick? Yeah. I really feel bad for you people who have monkeypox, and I really hope that you guys are taken care of in the best medical way possible, and that your virus is not transmitted to other parties that you love, and that everything works out okay. Y'all, fuck y'all, get your nasty bastards. I don't give a shit. Was that nice enough, TJ? I'm sorry, did I go off the deep end? Yeah.
You ripped the fuck off the deep end. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my god. Listen, it's
disgusting.
It's crazy out here, man. Remember, like, it seems like things are cycling back, man. You know, back in the day, we had chicken pox, you had the measles, but now, stuff is coming.
I'm sorry. We talk about monkeypox, you talk about cycling back. Y'all saw that motherfucker in New York had polio, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, polio. I'm telling you.
Polio
is making a comeback. What is going on right now?
We can throw back diseases, like throw back jerseys.
Right.
Weren't we all vaccinated from polio? Like, wasn't that shit eradicated?
Dude.
I thought that was the thing you get before you go to school.
Like one of the first vaccines you get is a polio
vaccine. And they didn't get vaccinated again.
No, they make you get that shit to go to school.
Yeah.
Unless this motherfucker was homeschooled.
Possibly.
And then did not have to do vaccine. Unless it's one of them people. But
yeah, them Mormon niggas.
A lot of people that are strictly anti-vax, they will choose to homeschool their kids to not make them get
the vaccine. But were they doing that in the fucking, like, how old was the fucking polio victim in New York?
He was, like, in his 30s, wasn't he?
That's a possibility.
But it's like, dude, is the black lung coming back? Like, it's crazy.
Shout out to the gout,
man. Like, this is wild, man. Like, I know y'all have been seeing the one young lady in Atlanta who got monkeypox. She said that she works at a casino or something, and she handles a lot of money. And she was saying that, like, homeless people come in there, and you know. She's claiming that's how she got it, but it's been wild. Cases are starting to go up, but the thing is, we've had vaccines for this for several years, but now all of a sudden it's like scarce apparently.
Ain't it odd that this shit is like happening? All these random diseases are coming back. This ain't a population control thing. Y'all think the government trying to fuck with us?
I totally
at this point I believe it.
I totally can buy into that. Totally can buy.
I don't buy it on this because it's all the fuck over. Like, that shit got out of their control. Then if they were trying to do some population control, it's all over. Any of these shits.
Well, they're saying. Well, right now they're saying that, you know, if we don't get a hold of it now, it's going to be an endemic, just like COVID has become.
Well, shit, some places, New York has already declared, I think, some sort of state of emergency, and, like, and, you know, honestly, as these fucking viruses and pandemic, like, as New York goes, that's how the rest of the country goes. So I feel like in another month or two, the whole fucking country will have declared some state of emergency, because that shit, and you always got to think, like, it's, by the time we hear about it, it's already more out there than... It's already got a head start than what when we heard about it. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, but then there's the guy who apparently got cured from HIV and AIDS from getting some type of stem cell treatment. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Magic so Johnson? Like,
no.
He never had it.
It wasn't Magic Johnson, but yeah, some guy. Just recently got cured of it, but it's like you know, that's still around too. I know you guys saw the IG model that was out there that said she had, you know, allegedly slept with Nick Cannon and I forgot the other celebrity she mentioned.
Breezy,
Chief Keef.
Oh yeah, Chris Brown.
And by the way, if you lay with T. Keith, you deserve everything you get.
Oh,
that's fucked up.
Jeez.
But they said, she said the doctor told her that she had to have it for at least 8 to 10 years.
What?
She said, based on...
Didn't she say she's lost her sight and having other health issues? But the doctors told her she's had it for at least 8 to 10 years.
And Easy E died in 24 minutes.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Nigga had it on. He got it on March 15th and died on like the 18th or something. This nigga was not there. She had it for 10 years.
And meanwhile, our president has gotten
coronavirus
twice.
Coronavirus.
This guy with these buttons.
It's real. It's getting real. What?
In the same week, twice in the same week, damn near. Where does that happen at?
Well,
White House, apparently.
He had it, and they said that he was, well, that's what the medicine he was taking. He was going to get some negative tests, and the possibility of another positive was there, and which so they anticipated that could happen, okay, based on what he was taking. They'll keep him alive. They will.
Yeah, because they don't want a black woman as president.
They have no choice because it's a black woman sitting in wait, and they are not going to let that happen.
They are not going to let that happen.
Oh my god! Mm-mm.
They'll put that dude in the iron lung before they let that happen.
Yeah, this shit is crazy, man. Yeah, man, y'all stay masked up, y'all stay safe out here, and just
and stop letting bums into your places of establishments.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
Drew. I think that's how you can catch it, bro.
I mean, that's what the old girl said. She said she probably got it from a bum.
The optimal part was working in a casino.
Yeah. Just make sure you wash your hands, man.
You know? I was gonna say, well, yeah, a casino. I guess that would. I was going to say, like, you working with cash is kind of like, I guess that could be the, but you're in a casino, you kind of have this cash going to be there. It's kind of what they do.
From all over the fucking world. In Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So, that's a major city. So people from all over come to Atlanta. So people from all over the world come in into that fucking casino, exchanging money, touching the same fucking dice and whatever.
And
the way this shit is transmitted, it is skin to skin and it can live on surfaces. So,
and if you're in Atlanta, if she's in Atlanta, there is a very good chance that the bill she touched was in somebody's asshole. It's possible. It's Atlanta. Strip club very well. I'm just saying. It's possible.
This is true. And let me tell you something else. Since we're talking about money in areas, let me tell y'all something. It's a lot of black people, and I'm blaming the black community for this. These motherfuckers don't believe in banks. Some of these people don't believe it. They keep their cash in their whatever, their little bra bank or whatever they put their money. The women bring the money out from their bras, and people don't believe in that. No debit cards, no credit cards. No, they just want to pay in cash. Y'all got to get over this. Black people got to get this over the stigmatism about banks. And then if you got older parents or grandparents, tell them to stop using checks, bro. For real.
I hear you, Drew, but didn't Bank of America just settle some discrimination shit for I use a bank, so I'm not saying that, but I feel like there is still a little cause. We may need to get over it, but there's still some cause there. Like,
that shit not for checks, bro. Not for checks.
No, I can't forgive checks. Right. Get a check card.
Right. Be an adult. A debit card, man. Jesus.
Man. In a minute, ain't none of that shit for the matter with us being is going in this recession, man.
That's true. That is definitely true. But shouts out to Apple.
Wells Fargo. That's what it was. My bad. All right. Shouts out to Apple.
Shouts out to Apple for making the next, if you got CarPlay in your car, you can start paying for gas through your CarPlay. At the gas station, you ain't got to swipe your card no more. You just
Apple paid up from the car.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
technology, man. Mm-hmm. So listen, I personally have watched the Black Panther 2 trailer 11 times, man.
Oh yeah, definitely.
11 times. You know, the Wakanda Forever trailer, you know, came out about a week ago, and it's amazing. It's amazing. Definitely hard, tearjerker. It is.
Shouts out to Teach for sending it to the group chat.
Man,
he sent it to the group chat.
Man, right, of all people.
Right.
Well, I know it's Marvel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not from the Marvel angle, so it's us, it's the culture. Yeah. So yeah, I was honored though to be able to send it first, amongst us all.
Now,
are you going to see it? Hold up, are you going to see it?
No, because I saw obviously the first one, but yeah, no, I'm absolutely going to see it. And so, if y'all go on a day where it ain't a full theater. Like going on a Tuesday afternoon. Like,
no, we definitely ain't doing that. So
no. Listen to that. This is gonna be an event, okay? So just like when Black Panther came out, I don't know if you've been seeing the videos that's been circulating, but
we
are going in full regalia.
I do that, but I'm not wearing white. You ain't gonna have me look. I'm not going to a Black Panther movie premiere. Movie premiere weekend looking like a Klan member. Not doing it.
Well, wait. Has this been confirmed about this Ku Klux Klan thing?
I wish the fuck they would.
Let me tell you, it was a white kid on TikTok. He said, we should all go to the movie theater in white and gold to go see Black Panther, just based off the funeral scene in the movie. Not doing it. You're not going to have me looking like David Duke and the rest of them joints. Not going to do it.
You know what?
Imagine no, I'm
everybody pause. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Never mind. But when I tell you the video pulled at so many heartstrings, like Angela Bassett giving that
speech
power. Oh my god, that monologue she was doing, and we only saw like a snippet of it.
Right.
But, you know, she was talking about how she lost her whole family. Meanwhile, Shuri kind of got shitted on in that speech, but, you know, still.
She said, well, damn, mom, I'm right here.
Right. But still, it was like, man.
What happened when you were a second child? Like, I get it.
Right. but here's my thing. Do y'all think it's going to actually follow the comic and Shuri's going to take up the mantle and that's who we saw in that suit? Or is this rumor that's floating around that Michael B. Jordan is going to return on some secret shit as, you know, Black Panther? Is there any credence to that?
You know,
let me get this straight because I don't. So in the comic book version, in the comic version of the story, Shuri, she becomes
Black Panther. Yeah.
I feel like. They have to honor that, right? Do most of the movies follow what happens in the comic books in some form or fashion?
Yeah, for the most part. But do you think, man, I don't know if you peeped the double entendre there, but I said, is there any credence to the Michael B. Jordan?
I hate you.
Yeah, we let that go. We're going to point that one out. But
I didn't follow the
so,
comic, but if that's
so,
the story how it goes and they use
so,
it, they have to. I feel like they should.
So at the end of Black Panther tease, you saw when Eric Killmonger died, right?
Right.
And he said, bury me with my ancestors, so that I can return or something. What was the speech? He said,
in the ocean with my ancestors so I can I forgot.
Yeah. But basically it was like, so I can return and blah, blah, blah. So there's a theory that's exactly what happened because, you know, they honored his wishes and buried him among the ancestors. But they're saying that Namor? Is it Namor? Namor.
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 Namor, who's going to be the villain in this one? He's the undersea villain who is in the comic book sent by Doctor Doom to destroy Wakanda.
Right.
They're saying that Namor is supposed to find Eric Killmonger's remains and bring him back, and he's going to return somehow as the Black Panther once he's resurrected.
That's way too ambitious.
Yeah. Well, maybe if he does, then maybe Shuri will have to battle him in a knockout drill so win.
Nah. Here's why that's too ambitious. Namor will not just randomly find Killmonger in the ocean. There's, you know how many people are in the ocean? Why would he go find
in the vast ass ocean?
Why would he why would he find him and just like and reanimate him? Like it doesn't make sense. I'm more of the, and I don't think the body type on the person in the trailer is
that's a woman.
A dude.
Yeah.
So yeah. Definitely think it's Shuri, but I also feel like they shouldn't have killed T'Challa in the first place. Like, they should have just recast him.
Hey, yep, that's exactly how I feel.
Well, like, the other reason why people think that was Eric Killmonger is because the Black Panther suit in the trailer has the gold trim on it. So that was you know why some people was like, oh, that's
I think that's way too ambitious and way too wishful thinking. It's too much. He was the freaking villain of the movie. He's gonna come back now and like save he's Wakanda. Dead. Like anybody y'all seen Pet Sematary? Them pets didn't come back nice. They didn't come back happy and friendly. Like you think he dies, he gonna come back reanimated and like save the world? Like he gonna be worse.
Right.
You know
what,
so what it doesn't make sense.
Well, we also got our first look at Ironheart in the trailer.
Yes.
You know, Riri Williams. She, you know, her series is going to be coming out, you know, later next year. But, you know, we'll get to finally see her in action in Wakanda Forever. So that was, you know, definitely looking forward to, you know, seeing her fully suited up.
Yeah, I can't wait. Dope. I cannot wait. All these movies coming out in the next 2 years, I'm down.
Yeah. Do y'all think that T'Challa should be recast, or do y'all feel like it's okay for him like to go the way we go at this point?
No, I think they should.
It's okay to go the way we're going. I think it's the ultimate honor to Chadwick.
First of all, okay, I get that.
We can't recast you. We can't, you know, I think it's the ultimate honor. So I like the direction the story has taken.
I get that. I'm sorry, go ahead, Drew.
I was going to say, because look, in our lifetime, how many Supermen have we seen? Mm-hmm. Seven. Mm-hmm. We've seen five Batman, three Spider-Man, or four Spider-Man, two Wonder Women. No, we can definitely recast.
I think we can recast, but I think, it's been several years since the last one came out, but I feel like it's still too fresh since his passing. So I feel like if you're going to recast, you can still have Shuri take up the mantle, but weren't there other Black Panthers after Shuri as well?
Let me look into my Marvel Bible. Give me a second.
Yeah,
I just think, and I think Van Lathan touched on this, and I kind of agree with him. But I feel like that the character itself of T'Challa. I hear what you're saying, TJ. TJ, you make a very good point about honoring Chadwick. I get that, but the character itself should live on.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You can honor Chadwick, but the character itself should have lived on because we're really taking that away from kids who look up to that character. And now T'Challa is not there. And that's to honor the person who played the character, but we killed the character. And you're losing more than you're honoring at that point, if that makes sense.
No, it was only T'Challa. And another thing that you thought about something else, it's like you have to. I get the honor thing, but you gotta move around, man. Like, even his family said it's okay to recast. Mm-hmm. So why not recast? If his family's giving you the okay, so if they're giving it, then yeah, go ahead. Let's move around.
Well, but I think there's ways that you can honor him and kind of find ways to do so without killing the character that he portrayed, because Chadwick's in a lot. His body of work was pretty epic. You know what I mean? Like, for the short time that he was here, he did a lot of things, but to kill that character takes it away from people who enjoy the character itself, you know, so that's just kind of my thought on it now.
Yeah, and I think I just think Marvel is going to take this opportunity because of the climate we're in and the non-gender specific roles, taken nowadays. I feel like they're definitely going to take this opportunity to have like a major, black woman character. I mean, you also got the Viola Davis movie that's coming out, this year, the Woman King. I think it's going to be that whole feminist movement of, superheroes and action, action star and stuff. So I think Marvel's definitely going to follow suit with what happened in the comic book, but still honor, it's going to be a love letter to Chadwick Boseman. And then if they decide to somehow resurrect or, bring T'Challa back somehow, they might still do that.
Me and Drew talked about this before. They can.
Yeah.
Because we have a multiverse.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So this particular T'Challa may be gone, but the other universes may have a T'Challa out there. So it's possible. I guess you're right. It was probably going to end up happening as far as the character being on. At some point, that mantle was going to be passed to Shuri. Yeah. I think that's how that story was going to go. This probably just sped it up a bit.
And speaking of Marvel characters taking over the mantle, Anthony Mackie is going to be doing Captain Marvel.
Captain America.
Captain America 4. Captain America New World Order was announced. It's going to be releasing May 3rd, 2024.
What's up? It's Tupac, motherfucker.
Oh my God. I try to always forget that.
It's me.
We also got the announcement of the release date for the next Blade movie with Mahershala Ali, November 3rd, 2023.
Are we gonna dress up like vampires to go see Blade?
Listen. Marvel dropped all of their like release dates and new movies. We got a couple of trailers that's gonna be dropping in the next few weeks. Some of them have already been leaked, but Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, February 17th, 2023. Guardians of the Galaxy, May 5th, 2023. We got Secret Invasion dropping in spring of next year.
It's about to be crazy, and we about to get She-Hulk next month.
She-Hulk, August, I think, 17th. The Marvels, July 28th of next year, and then you got all of the Phase 6 stuff that was announced. Fantastic Four, November 8th, 2024. You got two more Avengers movies. The Kang Dynasty.
Here.
Yeah. The Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. So explain this to me. So these new Avengers movies, are these going to be new Avengers, or?
It's a combination of new Avengers. It's probably going to be like, it's going to be like Thor and his little dog. Or if you, spoiler alert, he adopted a kid. So this kid probably going to be in a movie. So probably the younger Avengers. And then like some of the older folks, so that's what I can see happening.
Interesting. And then Daredevil is, you know, they're bringing him back.
Yeah, buddy.
He's going to make, I guess, his first appearance in She-Hulk. And then his new show is coming out
second appearance.
So,
Spider-Man. So,
yeah. The one show I'm not really interested in is the Agatha show.
Yeah, I'm really not into that. Yeah, I'm probably not gonna watch that one.
That song was fire though.
Yeah, that song was fire.
Song was fire.
And what are the Thunderbolts? What is that?
It's like Marvel Suicide Squad. It's a team of villains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are y'all really still talking about real things? What are these things? I don't understand.
These are all movies, sir.
Yeah, these are things that you were not supposed to participate in. So
yeah, it's all movies. So yeah.
I was gonna say speaking of movies, I saw Nope.
Yeah, Nope.
can I just say, I don't know. Maybe I'm not smart enough for Jordan Peele movies. Although I loved Get Out. I was actually one of the few people, well, I shouldn't say few people, but I know there were people who were very divided on Us. I liked Us. Nope. I couldn't get into it at all, man.
I need to go see it. I've heard very conflicting reviews. I either heard some people that really love it, and then I'm hearing not so much. So yeah. I guess it's one of those polarizing things where you're either going to really like it or really hate it.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I've never seen Get Out. Never seen Us. Won't be going to see Nope. Yep.
Wow.
What?
Highly recommend Get Out. Highly recommend that one.
Do you have some aversion to seeing Get Out? You're just not interested at all? Like what?
Not interested.
Copy that.
Yeah. No, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Those were pretty good though. I like both of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like he's starting to delve a little bit into the M. Night Shyamalan territory. And you know, don't get me wrong, I love a lot of the stuff that he produces and the stuff he's directed, but this one just didn't, I don't know, man. I felt like I don't know, cinematically,
Cinematically?
It got a lot of comparisons to like Jaws and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Which, you know, honestly, Close Encounters was, you know, not one of Steven Spielberg's, like, I mean, it's heralded as a great movie, but it's not one of his more popular ones. You know what I'm saying? Not like an E.T. or, you know, Indiana Jones. But, yeah, I saw some of the comparisons in that, and I actually liked some of the acting in it, but it just lost me, man. I felt like it was this big build up and not a real payoff. So I don't know. Nope was a nah for me.
Huh. So he's getting into Shyamalan territory. That's.
Jordan Peele, I love you, bro. Keep making movies, but don't become M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan territory is a hard place to be, man. He had a couple good ones, but then when he missed.
Yeah. did you see that one of the last ones he had put out, that movie Old?
I did not.
Okay. I still want to actually kind of watch that, but he hasn't really had nothing that's like really hit in a while. I'd heard some people really loved that one movie. It was about the dude who had like was it called Split with the split personalities?
Yeah, I didn't watch that, but I heard that was like on the better side. I had a problem with The Village. I had a problem with Lady in the Water. And probably something else that I'm not thinking of, but those two specifically really irked me.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'd be remiss if we didn't shout out, man. We lost a lot of A lot of black legends this week, man. I'm gonna run down the list. Rest in peace to Taurean Black from, if y'all don't know
Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
He played Detective Neil Washington on there. He was also on one of the first all black soap operas, Generations.
Was he on Generations too?
He was, yep. He was on Generations. Wow. He passed away.
He's somebody streaming Generations. That was, I need to go back and revisit.
Yeah, yeah. Another legend, Mary Alice. Oh my God. You couldn't watch a black show back in the 90s and 80s and before without seeing Mary Alice on there. You know, she played Letty on A Different World. She was in The Matrix.
Yo, do you know what I first remember Mary Alice from?
What's that?
B, do you know?
No.
Eat them eggs before I break your legs.
Oh, shit. Damn it. I should have known.
Wow.
That's Beat Street. The first thing.
Fucking Beat. How did I not know Beat Street?
That's the first thing that I ever remember seeing her in. And then, you know, as time goes on, I watch older stuff. I saw her in that as well. But Beat Street was the first thing I ever remember seeing Mary Alice.
Wow, that's crazy. But yeah, she was in everything, man. And you know, was an amazing actress. You know, just one of those like people you watch on TV and you felt like you knew them, or like, you know what I'm saying, like she was a grandmother or something. You know what I mean? You know,
wasn't she the second Oracle on Matrix, right?
Because
she took over after I forgot who played the first one, but she died too, and they married out over for her.
Yeah, because she was in Matrix Revolutions as the Oracle, and then she was in, you know, Women of Brewster Place. Yeah, man, just a wonderful actress. She was in Inkwell. Yeah, rest in peace, Mary Alice. Then just today, Bill Russell, like Bill Russell, man.
Yeah,
my man. Dude,
AKA Mr. 11 Rings. Like, people always talk about the GOAT and then they count people's rings, but like, Bill Russell is he's the most winningest player in all of American team sports, not just basketball. Nobody has more chips than Bill fucking Russell, yo.
Yeah.
And nothing. Yeah. And no sport that you can think of across all sports that have been played in this country for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Nobody has won more than Bill Russell.
And, I never understand why people who, especially specifically basketball people who talk about rings and championships and greatest players, like, you know, why is this name never brought up? Because 11 compared to 6 sounds like, you know, like.
But B.A., and only you'll get this. Dude, he's got more rings than Shang-Chi, bro.
Shut up, idiot.
Then who?
Real talk. He's got more rings than Shang-Chi.
He does. Man.
Yeah.
Is that some more Marvel shit?
It is. It is. Okay. Yeah. But nah, man. Just all around GOAT, great guy. Definitely will be missed.
Yo, as much as he did on the court, he was an active participant and civil rights. He was an athlete. He was like one of the first athlete/activist that was really putting on for the cause. And then you have to remember, yo, he's a black dude playing in fucking Boston in the 50s.
Boston.
Right.
Like, Boston racist as hell now. Like, y'all seen a clip of LeBron talking about, how racist Boston, like, that's now, but in fucking 60, 70 years ago, that shit, to be that guy, to have to deal with that shit and, you know, just to deal with that shit and while he's, you know, maintaining his own personal life and goals and all that shit, like, he is He's a legend. Like, he is what legends are supposed to be, you know?
Creenshot, yeah. You fucking nigga.
Yeah. Yep. And then, man, last but not least, another trailblazer, straight from Robbins, Illinois. Star Trek's own Lieutenant Uhura, Nichelle Nichols. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, man.
Yo, she, if people don't know, like, I don't think she was the first black, she wasn't the first black lady on TV, but.
She had the first interracial kiss, right? On TV?
Yeah.
Yes. And
one of my favorite stories about her is when she talked about how at one point she was kind of fed up with just everything that went as far as Star Trek and some of the backlash and having to deal with it all. And she was on the verge of quitting. And then one day she ran into Dr. King at an event, and he had a talk with her and essentially convinced her to keep going with the show because, you know, she didn't quite realize it, or maybe he just put it more in perspective for her. But, like, you know, there's a lot of black kids tuning in across the country every week to see her. See this black lady and, you know, trailblazing. And because of that talk she had with Dr. King, she continued on in the role when she had been thinking about quitting. But, like, that's how big Nichelle Nichols is as far as TV history and black history.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
There's one more person we should mention since we're on this subject. This was a couple weeks ago, but Jack Knight.
Yes, Jack, man. Drop my earpiece. Rest in peace to Jack Knight, man. An immense talent gone too soon. Gone way too soon. He was only 28, right?
I think he was 28.
28, yeah.
This dude had accomplished so much at just 28 than, you know, most of us have, you know, not in, you know, in our older years. You know what I'm saying? He was, you know, for those of you who don't know, you know, Jack Knight was a comedian and a writer. He, you know, wrote and acted on, you know, several talent shows. Most recently, the Peacock series, Bust Down.
Yep.
And, you know, he tragically took his own life and, you know, passed at 28, man. And, you know, definitely will be missed, man.
Mental health, people.
Yeah.
Mental health is huge.
Yeah. Also want to send prayers out to Chicago rappers who, you know, have recently, you know, been in a hospital dealing with, you know, stuff. First, Lil Durk, who got injured at Lollapalooza. He's recovering. He was in the middle of his performance and an explosion went off and hit him in the face. And I think caused some damage to his eye. So he's...
I don't want to use the word explosion. There's a negative connotation to explosion. The pyro for his stage set. Went off and he kind of walked into it. Basically, if you remember what happened on the VMAs with Old Dirty when Pross pulled him away from the pyro before it went off.
Yeah,
he didn't. Yeah. Dirty didn't have a Pross there.
So, you know, hopefully he's okay and it didn't cause any extensive damage. But, he definitely got caught off guard. And that, you know, that was scary. Also, want to, you know, send prayers out for Chella H. Chella, who, you know, longtime Chicago MC, comedian, actress. You know, apparently she's been in ICU since mid-July from complications from a surgery that she had that has infected her kidney. So definitely sending up prayers for her as well. And, you know what I'm saying, you know, praying for her healing and recovery. So
Absolutely.
Yo, so that's been another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast, y'all. Much love to everybody out there for, you know, tuning in once again. You know, y'all be careful out there. You know, stay safe. Stay away from monkeypox. Stay away from COVID. Stay away from Sesame Place. You know, all very dangerous things. You know what I mean? So, real talk. Yeah, yeah. I did say stay away from Sesame Place, man. Dangerous in these streets, bro. But nah, keep following us on Twitter. Keep following us on Instagram. You know, make sure you tell somebody who knows somebody, tune in and listen to On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. All right, yo, we love y'all, man. Be safe. Peace.